Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Lubbock Symphony Orchestra is one of the important art organizations here in Lubbock and across the South Plains. There are many component parts to the LSO, groups that help with volunteering and fundraising, and one of those is the Lubbock Symphony Guild, which has an event this Saturday night. We'll find out more about the event and about the Guild itself on today's program. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we have two very special guests in the KTTZ studios. We have Betsy Kasimsi, who is the president of the Lubbock Symphony Guild, and Maestro David Cho, who is the conductor of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. Two very special guests. Thank you both for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Like so many art organizations here and everywhere, one of the things that we all do is we all raise money for our events and for the things that we do. And you have an event that's coming up this weekend, but to get a little bit of background, Betsy, tell us a little bit about the Lubbock Symphony Guild, what that organization is. You're the president, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. The Lubbock Symphony Guild was founded in 1952, and we have about 300 members, and our main focus is fundraising for the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, and not only fundraising, but also volunteering and helping out the organization. So we have events throughout the year to raise money for the event, and also we have a symphony debutante program, and our young women who roll through that program also serve as volunteers for the symphony orchestra.
Great. I'm so glad you said that, because for years I've heard about the Symphony Guild and the debutantes without really making a connection about what that is or what you did. Tell us a little bit more, particularly about the debutante program. These are young ladies, right?
And
you said they volunteer. In what ways do they do that?
Well, what we do is our program starts sophomore year of high school, and young women sign up. It's a program where there is a fee involved, which then just covers expenses for our ball, and then everything else goes back to the symphony. And then throughout those 3 years, they help out at Masterworks. We supply dinners for the orchestra. They come help us serve the orchestra. It's all about supporting the arts and also volunteering in the community.
Right.
So it's a terrific program.
It sounds wonderful. I love seeing all the pictures. They're so beautiful. And to see the young ladies at the concerts,
yes.
That really helps to know exactly what they're doing and why they're there. That's
Absolutely.
Great. Obviously, this is important to you. You're president of the Guild. What's your history with the organization?
Well, I have been a member of the Guild for 11 years. We moved here in 2000 and trying to get involved in the community, and we'd been to the symphony and it was fabulous, and I had the three young daughters, and someone said, oh, not only can you be a part of this guild, which then gives back to the symphony, but also with your daughters, they can be a part of this program, and it is open to anyone in the community. As I said, high school sophomores is when you start, and so I started as a guild member and helped out with events and fundraising, and then all three of our daughters went through the debutante program.
Right.
And you have an event that's coming up this weekend. Yes. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. It is very special. It is called Dueling Pianos, and our wonderful maestro David Cho and a fabulous musician, Devin Collins, come together and put on a spectacular event at the Lubbock Country Club. And it is a wonderful dinner, sit-down dinner, and then a fantastic program with the two of them putting on just a terrific event for all of us. And it's a very big fundraiser. And as I said, this money then will go back to the symphony at the end of the year.
Right. Coming up Saturday?
Saturday, the 24th, right, at the Lubbock Country Club, starting at 6:30 p.m. or cocktails, 7 p.m. dinner, and the show starts at 8.
Right. For people who are interested and would like to come, how can they do that?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So if they have access to Facebook and look up the Lubbock Symphony Guild, we have the invitation on that page. And on that invitation, there's a phone number they can call or an email address, and we take credit cards, checks, however they'd like to take care of that, and we would love to have everyone come. The more the merrier.
Right.
It's fabulous.
So a great evening, dinner, entertainment.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Speaking of entertainment, Maestro David Cho, welcome. So glad you're here. Most people know you as the conductor of the Lubbock Symphony, the music director, but you're a fine keyboard artist, and those are the talents that are going to be on display. Is that right?
Well, I got 2 degrees in piano performance, and I occasionally go back to my first love, which is the keyboard playing. And I cannot thank the Symphony Guild and Dr. Greg Johnson for sponsoring
yes.
us for this
mm-hmm.
Dueling Pianos. And once a year, we get together and put this hilarious show. Not only do we get to play the piano, but we get to sing as well. So it's a wonderful opportunity to just come out in the evening and enjoy the program. And if you want to laugh a lot, you know, you should definitely come to this program.
So I just from what you're gathering, I assume you're not going to be playing like the Rachmaninoff Sonata for Two Pianos. I assume that probably not the repertoire.
There are some light classics like
okay.
George Gershwin Prelude, some Chopin, some Tchaikovsky, some you might do some Bohemian Rhapsody. That's not classics, but we'll be singing a lot of Beatles. I'll be singing James Taylor's Fire and Rain, and we're going to have dueling banjos. I'll play Claire de Lune by Debussy. So it's a mishmash of classics right. and popular songs.
Right. How is it for you to come back to the piano and sit down and bring all of that back, particularly if you're going to play a really beautiful piece like the Debussy Claire de Lune? What is that like?
It's a wonderful reconnecting experience. As a conductor, you don't make any sound, but you try to inspire or generate sound from other musicians. But connecting viscerally with the keyboard instruments just kind of reminds me of what it takes. And it's a completely different feeling. But it's a really wonderful experience that I revisit every once in a while.
Yeah, so the tactile connection to the instrument is very different than the baton. Tell us about that.
Of
Talk
course.
To us about that.
You know, it's in the end, I think it's the same. You know, you generate through the piano, or you try to inspire or generate or elicit certain sound from the 80 or 90 musicians in front of you. I think in the end, it's just for the love of music that will inspire, whether it's a keyboard or a full orchestra, to play together, play and inspire the listener. And it's, once again, it's a wonderful reconnecting experience whenever I come back to the piano, which was my first love.
Right. So the concert is titled Dueling Pianos. Tell us about your partner.
Well, okay, Devin Collins. He's a wonderful jazz pianist. He's currently a professor at South Plains College, and he's performed all over town, and everybody knows him as Devin Collins. And 2 years ago, when we started this program, it was Cho versus Cho, because my younger brother, who was a pianist, decided to come to Lubbock and do dueling with me. Last year, we invited another Cho from the community, who was the senior organist from First United Methodist. He was Sungwon Cho, so it was Cho versus Cho again. For the third year, we ran out of Chos, and we decided to use our initials. Devin Collins is DC, and David Cho is DC. So it's titled DC versus DC Dueling Pianos.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful evening. We certainly wish you the best. Betsy, again, tell us, if you would, all the details for people who would like to come.
Oh, sure. Well, please look up the Lubbock Symphony Guild on Facebook, and there will be an invitation there, and it tells you a number to call if you'd like to purchase tickets. It's on this Saturday, the 24th, at the Lubbock Country Club. 6:30 p.m. cocktails, 7 p.m. sit-down dinner, 8 p.m. show. So please, if you're interested, we would love to have you there. And just if you could look that up and give us a call or email, that would be terrific.
Betsy Kasimsi, who is president of the Lubbock Symphony Guild, David Cho, music director of the LSO, thank you both very, very much for stopping by and talking to us today.
Oh, thank you, Clint.
Thank you, Clint.
Today's edition of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.